Yo, what's up, Ice Mike?
Nothing, man. I'm chilling out with Courtney, watching these pictures.
What's up, Courtney?
What's up, ho?
Hey, bro, I'm chilling like, hey, bro, you heard about your boy last week? I seen him at the mall kissing his bitch in the mouth, bro. She didn't suck Google nigga dick.
Hey, bro, that nigga be tricking.
Hey, bro, I'm saying, bro, you got that bad, bro.
What you call that?
Hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to tell her, bro, because that ain't for me and her to be getting into, bro. But the other night, she called me on the phone.
What
up? I'm telling you, bro, I ain't had nothing to tell her. You know what I called her, bro?
What you call
straight up, she got offended. But straight up, I did up there and called that hoe a nasty bitch. Bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit. Nasty bitch. Bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick. Bitch. Nasty bitch. Bitch. You want money? No, I'm not a trick. Nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Hey, yo, Ice Mike, bust this. Well, let me tell you this story about this broad. I'm off a dyke bull dagger, rock smoking dog. Triple X rated, vulgar and explicit. I'm talking about the bitch I call Hot Twat Bridget. Walking around town, spreading her legs for any paid motherfucker who wants to get laid. She's a Black and Decker pecker wrecker made out of skin. She knocked at my door, so I said, come in. Her nipples were erect. Her twat was hot. Just cause I could rap, she was on my jock. Now this was suicide, I couldn't deny. But this hoe could give me one a hell of a ride. She put on her nightgown, got in the bed. Her throat was so deep, she swallowed my head. She started to choke when I released my load. Cum was dripping out her nose all over her clothes. Cum was shooting all around the room. A droppy hit her so hard it gave the bitch a bullet wound. She opened her legs, raised her gown. I was lucky I could swim because I almost drowned. I didn't have a rubber, so instead I fucked the bitch with my naked head. But then she turned me over and started to ride me. She rode me like a horse. I said, whoa, Kimosabi. I started getting wild. A chain couldn't hold me. I fucked her from the back. She hollered like a coyote. Now I was getting wild. She started to push, but after this night she'd have to take a good push. I must admit, this was one hell of a woman. Her pussy hole smelt like sour cream and onion. But once I got started, there was no stopping. I hit rock bottom and her pussy started fighting. Woke up the next morning with a crook in my dick. Walked in the bathroom and she was taking a shit. I said, hurry up and when you're done wiping your ass, I'ma fuck you again, so buy your pussy a cast. She walked in the room with a frown on her face. She was limping, her pussy was stretched out of shape. She asked me to take it easy, her pussy was numb. I said, you act like a dog, so I'ma fuck you like one. Nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit. Nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick. Bitch, nasty bitch. You want money? No, I'm not a trick. Nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Hey, yo, Courtney, bust this. Now here's another example of a no good freak. To keep her name confidential, let's call her Monique. Now she was the type that was always shite, walking around like she was too cute to get piped. I said, yo, my name's Bust Down, straight and direct. I'm already paid, so keep your welfare check. And if you say you got a man, well that ain't shit. You could be his main thing, and you could be my bitch. She came over before she could front. I said, get your hoe and don't you stunt. And if you're sitting there thinking you could hit me with your whipper pill, I ain't babyface, bitch, I got dick appeal. She laid down, grabbed me by my waist, got freaky and asked me to piss in her face. She asked one time, I took that leak, cause I could give a motherfucker about a broke ass freak. She went to suck in my asshole, it felt so great. I fired it in her mouth and made her cheeks inflate. She asked me to eat the pussy, started to smile. I said, you got me all wrong, ho, that ain't my style. I turned her over, she couldn't take this dick while I was fucking her. I said, you gon' respect me, bitch. The next day I told her boys, I got in that ass, kicked her out my fucking house and made her feel like trash. The moral to the story is simple and plain. For every man, there's a bitch as long as you got game. If you ever meet a freak that won't give you the play, tell him hoes Bust Down told you to say. Nasty
bitch.
Nasty
bitch.
nasty, bitch, nasty, bitch, nasty, bitch, nasty, bitch, nasty, bitch, bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit, nasty bitch, bitch, bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick, bitch, nasty bitch, bitch, bitch. You want money? Nope, I'm not a trick, nasty bitch.
You know bitch, you can't take bitch, this dick,
bitch. Hey, yo, Greg. Bust this. Now here's another story of a girl I met last week. A nasty bitch and a stone bone freak. Now she was fine, shite, and good to go. But sit back and let me tell you all about this hoe. Now when I first met the freak, she was acting legit. But my homeboys told me she could suck a mean dick. I walked up to her, I showed her a rock. I said, you can have it if you lick my cock. So we went behind the building, I gave her the dope. Then I slammed this dick to the back of her throat. She was working it, she was jerking it. And when I shot my nut, say what, she went to slurping it. Now this bitch was smoother than silk, but her breath smelled just like spoiled milk. She went to choking, she couldn't take this dick. But I didn't give a fuck, I tried to kill that bitch. When she was done, I had nothing to say. I gave her the boulder and I was on my way. The next night at the club, I had to diss, cause she walked up to me and asked me for a kiss. I said, you wants to kiss me, but I'll knock you out the box, cause I know you suck dicks for rocks. Oh baby, you wants to kiss me, but I'll knock you out the box, cause oh, I know you suck dicks for rocks. You stinky, funky, trifling, nasty bitch.